Text for our sermon this morning, our gospel reading from Luke 16, especially these words. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died, was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. So far our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You ever get a sense that a particular hymn is written for a particular text? Maybe you got that sense as we sang that last hymn, and as you heard that gospel reading from Luke 16, the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man had everything, except Jesus. And the poor man had nothing except Jesus. Lord, thee I love with all my heart. Which one would say that? Not the rich man. Didn't love the Lord and his God with all his heart or mind or body or strength. He loved his wealth, his position, his rich food. That was his God. He knew Father Abraham. He knew the promise made to Abraham. It seems as though he knows the scriptures well enough. But did he care? No. He was happy with what he had. I pray thee never from me depart. With tender mercy cheer me. Earth has no pleasure I would share. Yea, heaven itself were void and bare, if thou, Lord, were not near me. It doesn't sound like the rich man would say that either. Didn't want or need mercy, and he longed for the pleasures of this earth. He lived for the pleasures of this earth. Lazarus, though, the one who has a name, yes, he longed for the mercy from God. Even without anything of this earth, he longed for Jesus Christ. His world was void and bare if the Lord was not with him. And should my heart for sorrow break, my trust in you can nothing shake. Thou art the portion I have sought. Thy precious blood my soul has bought. Lord Jesus Christ, my God and Lord, my God and Lord, forsake me not. I trust thy word. The rich man did not trust the word of God. His brothers did not trust that word either. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. The rich man would not listen to Moses and the prophets. And he knew his brothers would not either. And so he demanded that Lazarus serve him. See, nothing changed, did it? From when the rich man was alive to when he was dead. In life he was selfish, and in death he was selfish. In life he was petty, and in death he was petty. He was still the same man. He rejected God's word in life, and he had no time for it in death either. There was no change. The rich man speaks in pride, boastfulness, and selfishness. He demands what Abraham should do. Did you notice? Lazarus says nothing. Not one word. Why? God's word is enough for him. That he would listen. That he would hear. It was enough. He didn't have to speak. His life spoke volumes, didn't it? Laying there outside the rich man's gate, begging, having nothing, relying on the tender mercy of God, didn't have to say anything. Everyone knew. The rich man, who barely passed by noticing, knew that Lazarus believed. Perhaps the rich man ridiculed him for that belief. Maybe if Lazarus didn't believe, he'd be a better businessman, could do something for himself. He wouldn't be laying there in dust and ashes and sores. Maybe if Lazarus didn't believe, the rich man would respect him and honor him, invite him to dinner. But Lazarus did. Everyone knew. All that Lazarus needed was Jesus. That was it. Didn't need his health. Didn't need a place to live. Didn't need any food. All he needed, all he had was his Savior, Jesus. Forsake me not. I trust thy word. You can see the consequence, can't we? In life, everyone cared about the rich man. He would flock to his parties for his food, to be blessed by his monetary gifts. In life, no one cared for Lazarus. Who even knew his name? In death, no one cares for the rich man. He's not even named. No one comes. No angels come to take him. He's dead and buried, and that's it. But Lazarus, when he dies, those in heaven know him. He is exalted to a place of honor, sitting by Abraham at that great marriage feast of the Lamb. They all know him. What a reversal. What joy. As Jesus tells this parable, he tells it to those who are complacent in their sin, to the Pharisees who are lovers of money, who refuse to hear the word of God, who desire only to feast and eat and drink, who pass by the beggars on the street and give them nothing. Jesus tells this parable to them, to warn them of their fate. Tells it also to the sinners, to those Lazaruses out there, who realize that they are beggars in the hands of God, who know they have nothing to offer back to God, not one thing, who rely entirely on the mercy and grace of God, who seek to hear God's word, and by their life, by their witness, show forth their faith to an unbelieving world. And whether the world listens or looks or believes or not, they will remain steadfast in that faith, in that assurance and comfort and hope that Christ gives. They rest there in his blood. And they live in him, whether they have or have not. They have the one thing needful, just Jesus. And when their last moment comes, they know exactly where they shall be with their Savior, with all of those who have gone before them, that marriage feast of the Lamb that has no end, where there is no sickness or sadness or pain, where there is perfect joy. They long, as Jesus, those beggars, that the rich man would turn from his sins and repent. They long that those around them would turn back to God's word, hear and listen as they do, and see the Savior's blood outpoured for them. They long for it. Don't you? You Lazarus? Of course. It's what you want, along with Christ, that all those around you would listen as you do, would live as you do, would cling to Jesus as you do, that they would all be with you, that marriage feast. Indeed, we are beggars. We have nothing but Jesus. Amen.